Are you okay? Let me look at you. No, easy. Just let me see. Sorry. Just fuck that. That bruise looks nasty. What happened? What? You didn't trip. I mean, you're clumsy, but you're not this clumsy. Are you? Down the stairs? Jesus. Oh, it's a miracle you're still breathing. You could have knocked yourself out. They called me. Well, the nurse did. Like, the front desk. I'm still your emergency contact, on your phone. Why am I here? What do you mean? I came because I was worried. They called me and they just said you were in the ER and you were refusing treatment, so they asked if I could just come and talk some sense into you. So, here I am. Why are you refusing treatment again? Ugh, yeah, you do need it. Well, you fell down the stairs. You hit your head, you have a bruise. They need to look at your head. You could have a concussion. I know you don't like hospitals, okay? But if you suck it up now, you won't have to come back later if things get worse because you didn't check it. Yes, they'll find it now and patch you up. Hey, no, look at me. You need to get looked at. I know I can't tell you what to do. Sorry. But I'm strongly encouraging you to get looked at. Just, fine, no. I can't force you. But they won't release you on your own. No, of course they won't. It's your choice, honestly. hospital tests or come home with me. Hey, no, I mean it. I'm not budging. No, I'm not budging on this. Really? okay. Yeah, no. Okay. I'll grab your stuff while you sign up. Just this? Okay. All good? Yeah. No, I got everything. Okay. Can you stand all right? Oh, good. Okay, just go slow. No, I can carry it. My car's outside, in the parking. Yeah, it's this way. Yeah, this is it. Get in. Do you need help? Like, just getting in and stuff? No, okay. Sorry, yeah. Sorry. So, hospital accident aside, how have you been? Look, I know it's weird. It's not easy for me either. I mean, it's been 6 months. How are things? I mean, possible concussion aside. Yeah. Sorry. No, I promise. No more awkward questions. I mean, we aren't together anymore, so. Fuck. Hey. Eyes open. Yeah, no. You okay? Are you okay? I can turn around. No. Okay. Okay. Just, please tell me if you feel worse or weird, okay? Okay. Okay, here we are. Yeah, I moved a month ago or so. I just couldn't stay in our place anymore. No, you don't need to apologize. I mean it. Honestly, I'm glad that I can help. God knows that you can't take care of yourself. Hey, okay, I'll stop. Just don't punch me. Jeez. Yeah, no, this way. How do you feel? Headache? I can get you some ice. Wait, what? Hey. Why are you crying? No, you don't need to apologize. Hey, shh. It's me, okay? Hey, I've seen you worse situations than this. And you've seen me like that, too. I mean, we were together 3 years. You probably know me better than anyone else. And I know you. I know you're freaking out because I showed up and you weren't expecting me, but just breathe, okay? Yeah, let's focus on that. Come on. And now, you know how it goes. Come on. And out. So, there you go. One more? Yeah, come on. In. Now. A little bit at least. Okay. Can I get you anything? Tea? Yeah. Let me get up from the couch. No, I know. I just kept a box. I don't know why. Cream the sugar stuff, right? Cool. Let me set it up. I'll be right back. Okay. Here it is. Straight from the kettle. Yeah, well, after living with you, I mean, I guess I got in the habit of having tea on hand. Really? You still have it? No, I just figured after everything happened, you would have thrown it out. No, I'm glad. Shut up. Well, what can I say? You bring out this app in me, I guess. You miss me? Are you serious right now? I mean, this isn't the possible head injury you're talking, right? Well, if I hadn't shown up tonight, What do you have done? What do you mean? It does matter. I mean, it matters to me. See, you always do this. You just... You always pull away when things get too tough or too deep for you. No, you do. You never want to open up. This is exactly why we broke up. No, I know, but babe, you have to let these walls down. I mean, shit. No, sorry, I didn't mean to call you that. It's been 6 months, I guess. It's been a crazy night. Sorry, look, you can take the bedroom, okay? I'll sleep here. Yeah, the couch. No, it's fine. What? I remember that. I tripped in those awful heels. I mean, you were rightly pissed. I spilled everything on you. Yeah, wait, really? You remember that? I mean, it was, what, our sixth date? Yeah, you had to buy a new shirt. The stupid one with the bears. Wait, you still have it? Wow. No, I just mean, you kept it. I mean, it was a bit tacky, the shirt. No, it wasn't even cute. You kept them? Shit. You're wearing it now. That's... Hey, listen. I miss you. A lot. And... I know we had some problems, but... I want to work on them. I want to be with you. That first week you weren't with me, it felt like my whole world had gone dark. There was just no color there anymore, just darkness. And I've been existing. I've been here, and I've been trying to get over you. And I've been failing miserably at it. So, just when they called, when they said your name, that you were in the hospital, so many things just came, just crashing back. Everything. Not to get too cheesy, but just all the regrets and all the wishes, you know. You just get stuck on the what ifs and I want you. Emotional walls and all. I want you, the clumsy person who falls downstairs and gives me a fucking heart attack every other week. I want your smile, which is warmer than the sun. And I want your worries, and I want your problems, and I want whatever's going on inside your head, so I can help, so I can hear what you think without you constantly shutting down. I want you, just, I always want you. Yeah. Concussion, oh yeah. So. What do you say? I'll take that as a yes. Yeah. Okay. Good. 'Cause I'm not letting go this time. Let's get some rest. You've had a rough day. Yeah, babe. I miss you, dear.